Before we begin tonight, just want to always a schus to learn together, to grow together, prepare for Shabbos Kodesh together, and to prepare for the Hail Yantav of all in Latoiva, like Bohemer. Before we begin, just want to thank, we have an anonymous sponsor tonight for Latoiva, all the chizik, all the Cyrus. Very special, special Yid, someone I love very dearly, special Talmud of mine who wanted to sponsor tonight Lili Nishmas, Big Sadekes. Someone that actually I knew as well. She was one of my grandmother's best friends, actually. Very special friend to my grandmother, who was Neftaris last week. I believe the family got up from Shiva this morning, actually. Sippy Rudensky of Shalom. Hennefega Bas David of Shalom. A very special woman. She was Neftaris on the 18th day of the Omer. And she lived this life that was all chias. She had a very difficult injury towards the end of her life and was disabled. She used to say she can't walk, she can't feel, she could hardly hear, but she still has her head. And therefore she was living, like fully living. Very wise woman. She was into astrology and writings and languages. And she inspired a lot of people to live, even in difficult times. She inspired a lot of people, even as we go through sometimes hardships. And she did. She didn't have it easy, especially towards the end of her life. But she was all chiyas. And she gave all of us chizik to know that Eibishter is always by our side. And whatever situation we're in, we have the ability to live. And to live b'simcha. And to accomplish. And be productive. And therefore, Mirz Hashem, all the chizik, all the zoros, all the Torah should be a big schus for her, Hail Ganeshama. The family and all who loved her should have the chama. Till Rezoichel be tanting together with the Gula Shleim, with Mishil Chakena, with Meher B'Yamena. So, Chavrus, our last Thursday night before the Hail Yantav of Lag BaOmer, Ba'alein El Toivah, this upcoming Wednesday night. There's a lot of achanas to do. You can't just walk into a Hail Yantav and think that I'm going to connect, I'm going to feel. You have to learn and understand and what the Yantav is all about. Before we even get into that, you know, I was thinking about it, and I want to read to you something I mentioned last week. Because just mentioning the words Lag BaOmer this year, mentioning the years, the name Lag BaOmer, the Yantav Lag BaOmer, and being so close to Lag BaOmer, for each and every one of us, as much as it's exciting, and we understand the simcha and the yantav and the tansing and the tefillas and what it is. On the other hand, it's haunting. It's haunting thinking about the memories, and we've been haunted every single day for the past year of the 45 Kedoshim and what happened last year, which we still have zero comprehension. We're not going to have until the day by Yabayomu Yashem Achadishmacha, and all will be clear somehow. And one could go in with trepidation, like what's going to be? What are the hargashas going to be? What are the feelings going to be? So as much as the Halig HaKadoshim, those families shouldn't leave our hearts for one moment, and they should be with us every moment, Vada Lag BaOmer, and our hearts go out to the families, what they're going to be feeling, we can't imagine. At the same time, I just want to remind something I spoke about last week. I mentioned this article in Mishpacha magazine, it was a few weeks ago. This was the issue on the 5th of Nisan, April 6th. This was before Pesach. And there's an article in here of two brothers. I mentioned this last week, but I want to now read it from you. I didn't read it from you because I didn't plan on speaking about it last week. These two brothers, Dedi and Zohar Barnea. One of them, Dedi, is the head of the Mossad. Head of the Mossad. Imagine what a position. And Zohar, the Halig Tzadik of Breslov Chassid, Baal Tshuva, who was brought back through of Nachman and through Breslov. The whole story goes through. I'm not going to. But Lameisa, he's someone who connected deeply and connects deeply to Rav Shimon and Meiron. And the article goes through. Azor was there last year. And I mentioned this last week, but Zohar was mamish not just there in Meron, as thousands of Jews were, and each one of them has a story and still carries that with them. He was mamish on the steps. The Zohar was there on the steps. He talks about it. You heard the screaming and the pressure. Siyata Shemaya, he was on the first row above the stairs, so the pressure was not directly on him, he explained. And Nisim, he was able to go into some bubble and survive, and then helped people survive, and saw people unfortunately crushed to death in front of his eyes that he couldn't help. And the article goes through, he afterwards obviously had a tremendous trauma, which like we can't imagine. He was in a very, very dark place. Very dark place. There's many Yidden, but especially he was right there in it. He was mamish on that mizbeach. He was there. And the article goes through eventually the healing process, which was actually some of his old army buddies from his days before being a Baal Tshuva helped him. And then the last paragraph, I'm still shaking from. I read this about a month ago, and I'm still shaking from it. And it says, this is how the article ends. It says how Reb Zohar finally went back to Mount Meron. And this was going back, I think, I don't know, not long ago. And he stood there at that same place where it all happened, closed his eyes, and then cried out the following. And I want you to understand, this is just one Yid who was there, and everybody could have their own feelings and argushes with this, and there's no wrong feeling necessarily. And obviously what the families are going through and still going through, we can't imagine. But this was a Yid who was there and saw in front of his eyes, saw the Malach HaMavis. And this is what he was able to say after going through long periods of trauma and darkness. He stood there and he said, I'm going to read you the words. I thank you, Hashem, specifically for what happened here, in that place, in this place. I believe with full emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the nechama, the consolation for these things. And a time will come when we will see clearly that this too was all for good. It's the Yid. And I don't fault anyone who can't say that. And I'm not saying that's a madriga we all have a chiyuv to be on. But what a Yid who was there and went through and able still to say with full emunah, kol ma'ad avrachman al tavam, kol. And therefore, even though I don't see it in the moment, I don't know it. It's not that I know why it's good, but I believe wholeheartedly with full emunah, Hashem will show us and will come a time when we will see clearly. Those are his words, not mine. And therefore, that's how I want to begin tonight, to give us the chizik. The chizik to simultaneously, as the Baal HaTanya teaches us, have those two hearts. The heart where we feel the sadness and the pain, but simultaneously it could be besimcha. And Lag BaOmer is coming and it's a yontif, and it's going to be a yontif. And we could tant, and we could sing, and we could daven, while not forgetting at the same time. Why? Because Yid has a muna. And with a muna I'm able to do that. And therefore it's important to understand, important to know. And therefore it's going to be beautiful, Bez Hashem Sparach. And hopefully this is going to be the time. Many stories, the famous story of 1923, I'm not going to repeat now, when Rav Shimon brought back a baby, Tchias HaMesim. So it's going to be a Zvan of Tchias HaMesim, Mirz Hashem. It will be this year. Bez Hashem Zvarach. So Chavir, the Gemara in Sukkah, very famous Gemara. Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mamhei Amidez. Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Bamar Chizki, Amar Biyermi, Amishom, Rav Shimon, Bar Yoichai, Rajvi. Yachal, and this quoted, you can't open up a piece on Lag BaOmer and Rashi without this, but this is the Gemara. I'm reading it from the Gemara. It's not from the, again, Zohar, Mamish, Kodesh, Kedoshim, but Zohar's not for everybody yet. So this is just Gemara and Sukkah. People think they read this in Svar Makadoshim, but it's a Gemara and Sukkah. Yachal, ani, liftor, es kol hoylam kulo min hadin, mi yoyim shenivreis yarata. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, he's able to patter the whole world for din. He's able to bring rachamim to the ganz welt. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the question is how, where, what does that mean? Where is the hamtokas din? the sweetening of judgment of Rashbi, because this is his day, Lag BaOmer, right? Lag BaOmer is his day. Lag BaOmer is his Yahrzeit, his Hilula, is the day when he revealed, and not just revealed, he told his Talmidim to write the Zohar. We have it today because of that day. It's a day that Rabbi Akiva took him as a Talmud after losing 24,000 Talmidim, and Rabbi Akiva took 5 new Talmidim, and one of them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's his day. Lag BaOmer. And Rabbi Shimon's the one that says he could be pat, he could pat to the whole world. Meaning, let's forget about the whole world. Think about each and every one of us individually. How much of our life we feel that we wish we're cleansed from, and we hope we were, but so much that we have charat, and we know we didn't live up to who we're supposed to be, whether it's things that we've looked at in our life, and not davening the way we're supposed to daven, not learning the way we're supposed to learn, and not treating people the way we're supposed to be treating them, whether our parents, our siblings, our friends. Yachani lift just kol olam min adin. Yachalani, I could pass through the whole thing. How Rashbi, what do you got? First of all, there's a Zohar that equates Abishter with Rashbi. That's for another time. For another, don't get, that's very deep. That's hard to obviously nothing. You know, doime. That's not what it means on the surface. Does not even to say a person would be a tipa b'yam of the Abishter is you can't say. You can't say. Yeah, bad. So what does this line mean? We have to understand. I saw this year the most beautiful Torah from the Halig Imre Yosef. Pinchas brought it down, one of the pieces on Lag BaOmer. What's shame of Din? What's the name of Din, of judgment of the Ribbono Shel Olam? What's the name of Din? Elokim. Elokim. Right? We all know the many names of Hashem, and each name corresponds to different effects that the Ribbono Shel Olam has in this world. Din, judgment, all that happens that we perceive as not good in our life, comes from Elohim. So the goal, what we want in life, is to be mamtik that din. We want to sweeten that judgment. We want to have rachman. We want to have mercy. Right? So what do we do? So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that Rabbi Yosef learns. It's in Tehillim Samachay, pasuk Yod. Peleg Elohim Malemayim. Pashtipshat. The way that it's translated here, but the stream of Hashem that is full of water. But what does peleg mean? Right, what does peleg mean? Like palginon is to divide in half. Peleg is to divide in half. So Jesus says, David Melch is teaching us a deep yisod and how to be mamsticky and how to sweeten judgment. Peleg Elohim. You have to cut Elohim in half. And then mole mayim. You have an abundance of water. Mayim is tanuga. Mayim is pleasure and simcha and bracha. Gishme bracha, peleg elokim. So, what does that mean, peleg elokim? What's the gematria of elokim? What's the gematria of elokim? 86. So, what do you do? Peleg elokim. The Mishnah says, divide elokim in half. What do you have? 86 divided into 43. So, 43 is when you how your mom ticked in. What does that mean? What's 43? And we're going to understand. They know that 43 is exactly gematria. Toiv. Havaya, Tov Yudke Vavke. Tov is 17, Yudke Vavke is 26. The Toiv, all good, that comes from Havaya, is Peleg Elokim, is half of Elokim. Because Havaya, Yudke Vavke, Hoya Hoviyah, is the shame of Rachman, of mercy, and which is all Toiv. So Toiv of Havaya is half of Elokim. That's what Dimri Yosef says. And that's what we understand, by the way. That's what it means at the end in Tehillim, in Kuf Mem Hei test, that you know this. Toiv Hashem, which again is half of Elohim, Toiv Hashem lakol, v'racham of lakol masav. That's what we want. We want Toiv Hashem on everything, and just mercy. That's what we want. Okay, it's nice, that's deep. What does that mean to me? How, okay, shkoyach, that works out beautifully, b'remiza, b'gematria. How does that work? What does that mean? What do I have to do? How do I divide Elohim in half? How do I turn Elohim into Toiv Hashem? What do we do? B'derech avodah. What's my job? What does that mean for me? So you have to understand from the Hilgah Baal Shem that the Tolz Yaakov Yosef brings down. These are days not just of Rashbi, the days of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, right? These are very big days of Rabbi Akiva. So there are a few very famous Gemaras of Rabbi Akiva. One of the most famous is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Mabes. You all know the story. This story is one of those stories you heard probably in kindergarten from your Mora. Rabbi Akiva, one time, he was going on his way, And by the way, the story is introduced. I want to just read the following line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Meir, Bechein Tana Mishmei de Rav Akiva. So we learn in the name of Rav Akiva. This is where Rav Akiva, La'aylam Yehei Adam Ragil Lomer. And we got to emphasize that and come back to this. A person should be accustomed to always say, not just to think it and know it, but you should be accustomed to say, Kol Da'avid Rachman Latav Avid. Everything Hashem does is for good. Does the Indian say that? That we have to say that. And then it goes to the story, the famous story of Rabbi Kiva, when he was going to this town, he was Matalahi Masa, by Shpizer Loyavile. Nobody wanted him to sleep there, right? He wanted to be a guest. Imagine, Rabbi Akiva, imagine Rabbi Kiva, what you would do to give your bed to Rabbi Kiva, Mamash. Imagine, Tzadik Balier. Oh, who gets the Tzadik? The biggest Gevir in town, right? Imagine Rabbi Akiva, not Chvez, I'm not going to mention, but like not Tzadik Balier that goes up in our communities on the posters. Rabbi Akiva is coming to your town. No. Go find somewhere else to sleep. What kind of town is this? Hashem Yirachim. I don't know. Maybe that's why what goes down goes down. What is Omar called up Rahman al-Tav? He says everything Hashem does is for good. So he goes into the forest. And what does he have with him? Very famous, right? You all know the story. But it's, if you didn't realize it's a Gemara, if you didn't learn Gemara Brachos, it's a Gemara. He had with him a tarangola, he had a rooster, the chamra, he had a donkey, the sharga, he had a lamp, a light, a flame. Asa zika kavila sharga. What happened? A wind came and blew out his fire. Asa shunra achli tarangola. What happened? A cat came and, sounds like, you know, chagadja here, right? Right? Mamish. Maybe this was the basis. Maybe that's what Chagad is coming to you. Chagad is very deep tefillah at the end of the Seder. There's a lot of different types. Maybe it's to remind us of this Gemara and the end of Seder when we see all that Hashem does for us. There's also going to be sometimes things that we see as negative called David Rachman al-Tav. Maybe that's the end of the Seder. Never thought of it like this. We got to develop that more, but no, could be. So Asa Shunra Achla L'Tangola. The cat came and ate the rooster. Asa Aryeh, a lion came, Achla L'Chavran, ate the donkey. Omar, he said, "Kol davar rachman al tav." Everything Hashem does is for good. He has nowhere to sleep. He's out in the forest alone. Everything he has with him, gone. But what happened? Us the guys say shav l'masa. So came thieves and they took captive all of that community. Amar lehu lav amri lehu kol mashos hakadosh baruch hu kol tov. See, didn't I tell you? Everything Hashem does is for good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Comes the halakha, tells Yaakov Yosef from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem. What's Rabbi Kiva? What's the emphasis in the whole Gemara? You have to say. Didn't I tell you to say it? In the beginning of the Gemara, it should be ragel, but piv, it should be custom, you should always say, kol davar rachman al-tav avid. We see this also, the famous Gemara Nachamish Gamzu. Gamzu l'toiva, Gamzu l'toiva. The Baal Shem explains, until Yaakov Yosef brings the Baal Shem that says, in order to be mamtik din, in order to take din and turn it into rachamim, you have to appreciate that. And you have to appreciate that it is rachamim. And you have to appreciate that Hashem is in charge and runs the world, and therefore everything He does really is good. If you appreciate it, and you appreciate it by saying it, and saying it is believing it in the deepest of ways, then you could take what is perceived as din and turn it into rachamim, from ultimately Hashem. But we have to play a role in that. We have to play a role in that, and it comes from that dibur, which is the utmost activation of our beliefs and of our thoughts. And it has to be real. Not just somewhere interior, which is somewhere deep within all of us, but bring it to the exterior and live a life where you see, Hashem loves me, everything that happens must be for the good. Even if it's, I don't understand how yet, but I'm going to say it and I'm going to believe it. And that itself is mamtik the din. That alone is mamtik the din. That alone sweetens the din. That alone takes Elohim and turns it into all toiv Hashem. That's how we do it. With the utmost emuna. With the emuna of this year of Zohar. Who could say, at Meron, where he saw the Malach HaMavis, I believe with full emuna, and he said it. He said, he stood there and he cried it out. He didn't just think it inside. He said it. I believe with full emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the Nechama.
A time will come when we will see clearly this too was all for good. Mamish Rabbi Akiva of our times. Called up Rechman Otav of it. Way worse than losing Ichvesnesh, your donkey and your rooster and your candle. 45 Kedoshim in front of his eyes. We heard about it. We know about it. We maybe met family members and no family members. He was there firsthand and went through the Kanim al Aretz that this world should never know again. And he could say those words, Rabbi Akiva in our times. And that's how your mom ticked in. That's how you sweeten this world. And take Elohim and turn it into Toiv Hashem. By believing that and believing Gam Zula Tova. What do you mean Gam Zula Tova? Zula Tova. You ever think about it? Zula Tova. This is or Akola Tova. Why did it have to be Gam Zula Tova? We're so Nachum Ish Gamzu. It's not Nachum Ish Tova, Gamzu. What's with the Gam? What's Gematria Gam? 43. That's how your mom took the din. You turned the Elohim into Toiv Hashem by the Gam. Gam Zula Toiv. Open up. We say it every day. In Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf, Kapitel 100. Mizmor L'Soido, one of the most beautiful Kapitel. You know, people don't know this, you should know. We have beautiful tefillahs. You know the one tefillah Shulchan Aruch itself says you're supposed to sing? The one tefillah, Shulchan Aruch doesn't sing, you say you have to sing Kedusha like we do. It's beautiful, we can, it's great. Kelado and all these things, L'chadai, these are all beautiful. You know what Shulchan Aruch says you have to sing? Mizmor L'Soido. Yet shuls don't sing it. Why not? I don't know. I sing it every day. If you need a niggin, Rabbi Yosef Karduna has a beautiful niggin. Beautiful niggin to Mizmor L'Soido. Mizmor L'Soido, Harir L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. You listen. Mizmor L'Soido. Mizmor L'Soido. To thank Hashem. You know why that? You know why, by the way, you're supposed to sing that kapitel? Because Lasa Lava, we're going to have Mashiach, and the Karbanos are going to be Mevatel. Why? Because Matthew, this is what we spoke about before. You're not going to need a carbon chatas. You're not going to need a carbon asher. You're not going to need a carbon oila. All these are the mechape for you. But you know what carbon we're still going to have? A carbon toida. Mizmor L'Soido is a carbon toida. So we sing it, because that we're going to always be bringing. That we're always going to be thanking Hashem. Read Mizmor L'Soido. You know how many words are in Mizmor L'Soido? 43. 43 words in Mizmor L'Soido. Gam. Because through Mizmor L'Soido, when you thank Hashem, it's a recognition that the more we thank Him, the more we appreciate what He does for us, the more we'll believe and know that everything is for good. And that's what we say. Du'u ki Hashem. What do we say in Mizmor L'Soido in the third pasuk? Du'u, that you have to know, ki Hashem hu Elokim. That Hashem is Elokim. It's all one. So turn the Elokim into Toiv Hashem. The 43 words of Mizmor L'Soido. Can't make this up. It's so beautiful. It's not just beautiful Torah. It is beautiful Torah. It's incredible. And we have to live with seeing the depth of Torah, the nister of Torah, the sight of Torah. But more than that, we have to live the yisodos of it. To live a life where I just see good. You know, I had someone that I was very close to. I miss him dearly. Label Zisman. Zeicha Tzadik Lashvracha. Label Zisman lived right behind my parents. And Maple, he lived on Maple. I grew up on White Drive, a few doors down from Shimmy. Shimmy, a new Label. Did you know him when you were a little boy? You remember Label a little bit? Mamish, a few doors down from Shimmy. Two doors down, three doors down? He's like, Mamish, right near you. Label was a very holy Jew. Label Zisman was my Talmud, Gabi Orner's wife's grandfather. And if you know the Portels, Ellie Portel's grandfather. All the Portel brothers. Very, very special Jew who's a Holocaust survivor, Kaddish Dikiyat. He wrote an incredible book, and you could go online and listen to his Iker speech. And I used to bring him in to speak to my shir every year. He'd come in on a Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning. He'd go for 3 hours straight, and the Chaver knows my shir, right? The Chaver, you understand. And not a guy would leave once, enthralled by every story of Emunah and the question. It was Mamish Kaddish Kaddashim. He has so many stories, Mamish, crazy, Mamish. He had a pair of tefillin in Auschwitz that he hid in his boots and he used to put on every day. The Navaminsk Rebbe Zecher HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to come and borrow his tefillin every day. Imagine. all these mice and how he kept them even when he went. They were supposed to be, six different times he was supposed to be killed and nisim gluyim. And when he got there, he's supposed to be sent to the gas chambers, and he started the whole thing, and they went to the showers, and they have to dump all the stuff, and it's tefillin to be dumped, and it's how he got the tefillin back. Incredible stories. We don't have the time right now. Maybe tell you some later. So towards the end of the war, he was on a death march. Mamish people were dropping left and right, and he was mamish exhausted and couldn't do, and he needed something, and he was so thirsty. He saw on the floor like a little puddle, and he went and he drank from it. And Lamais, it wasn't water. Hashem, Amen Yavim. And it wasn't just not water, it was some sort of disease in there, and he got very sick, like deathly ill. And somehow his friends, like, he couldn't go anymore, his friends carried him and got to the camp they were going. And literally hours after they got to that camp is when they were liberated. But he was like dying in bed. Because he made it towards the end of the war and now he's dying in bed. But I don't know if it was the Russians or the Americans, whoever, I don't remember who did liberation here. And he was liberated and they saw him and they took him and they brought him straight to a hospital and Baruch Hashem took care of him. And he said, you don't know how many of his friends, how many people he knew when I think it was the Americans came and liberated. So they saw these emaciated individuals, they gave them all their food, and people who haven't eaten like that in years and have been malnourished and couldn't take it, and because of that, unfortunately, passed away. And he realized after how him drinking from that in the ground and getting sick, mamish saved his life. Mamish saved his life. It was the biggest bracha in the world. And what he perceived in the moment as something so bad, and he's deathly ill in a hospital bed for a long time, whatever, it saves his life. Because of that, they took him to the hospital and they gave him intravenous, and he didn't eat all these things, and he lived to have children and grandchildren, mamish, dori dori shem yitor mitzvahs. Everything Hashem does is for good. Kol ma dav rachman al tav of it. And we have to say it, and we have to believe it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above it all. We see only this world. We see only this world. You know, Elohim, which is judgment, we said is Gematria 86, which is Gematria Hateva. Hateva is nature, the physical world. We see, that's, you know when there's judgment in the world? You know when there's din? When we only look at the world of nature, and we only believe what's here. And as we see it, we perceive it. Like the secular world, they can't see above that. We have to be above it. Havaya, Shem Havaya, is Hoya Hoiva V'yir. He was, he is, and he will always be, which is l'mala bin asvan, above this world. So half of Elohim is gematria toyev havaya, the good that comes from havaya. And that's the way we have to see the world. Listen to what the Heiliger of Naftali Rav Shitzer says. Heiliger Rav Shitzer says in Parashas Chukas, Upu'ulas hamtakas adinim. You want to know how you sweeten any judgment in this world? Hu'ayedei shelo yamin b'derech hateva klal. You don't believe in the nature of this world at all. There's no nature to the world. Ki Elokim gematria hateva. That's Elokim, that's judgment. Don't believe in judgment. V'tzarech lahamin b'mayla me'ateva. You have to believe in above nature, l'malam ateva, b'chinos Hashem nisi. Hashem, havaya, which is above that, which is all miracles. Lahamin b'ashkachaso hanifla shelo al pi hateva. To believe in the Ashkacha, that's not Api Teva. There's no Teva. There's Lamalam in a Teva. And that itself, that belief is Mam Tiktatin. That belief takes Elohim and splits it in half. That's the Muna we have to have. And with that Muna, we get through anything. No Teva. I'll tell you, I don't know if the guy wants me to make a foursome, so I'm not going to say his name. But trust me, you could trust me. One of my Heilige Talmidim, who I'm super close to, calls me this week. One Trevor knows. He tells me his father's mother, his grandmother, for the past 6 years has had dementia, very serious dementia. Mamish, like a baby. No words out of her mouth, seems like no chachma, has to be mamish. in every way, helped in every way, can't do any, mamish like a baby, just has an aid, is physically alive, no more. No more. In Florida, an apartment with an aide, living mamish like a baby. 6 years straight. Last week, out of nowhere, wakes up, totally there. Total chachma, total everything with it, thinks she slept for 6 years, and like, remember, doesn't know anything in the last 6 years. This guy's got it married, has a kid, she doesn't know from any of it. She remembers him as he's 17, or chvesdisht. Like, remembers everything till 6 years ago. Pictures from 1958 could tell you all 30 people in the picture. A week ago, mamish couldn't tell you her name, couldn't speak a word. 6 years! Dementia. The doctors, the neurologists, the psychiatrists, no one understands a word. They don't know. They just say it's a miracle. They can't give any explanation to this. What's the explanation? Lamala ben Atavla, Eibishter. There's only one explanation. There's Eibishter. That's the only explanation. And we believe in this. I want to see, we should go visit her. She's in Florida, so we have to go to Florida. But if you're going to Florida, we should go visit her to see a nace. Nace Galui. And that's, it's not worth it going to Florida, you're saying. I hear that. It's already, I hear that. You're making a good point. But okay. Maybe we'll bring her here. We'll bring her Thursday night here. We'll see. I'll talk to him now. With the Imamtik Din, and that comes from Emuna. It comes from Emuna. That's where. So we take Elokim and we turn it into half of Elokim, Peleg Elokim, as Tehillim says. Toiv Havaya, the good that comes from Havaya. And that's where Emuna Bitachon. And that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. That's what Lag BaOmer is all about. Where do we see how Lag BaOmer is all about Emuna Bitachon? Why am I telling you that? First of all, Pashtus, what happened on Lag BaOmer? On Lag BaOmer was the day that Rabbi Kiva, 24,000 Talmidim, stopped dying. They stopped dying because they were all dead. So that's what we're celebrating. Maybe if half of them died and the rest were alive, okay, we can celebrate that people lived. There's what to celebrate because they all died. Okay, we can stop the Avelus, but we can celebrate that. But you know what the Gemara tells us that same day? Rabbi Kiva, who should have, al pi derech ateva, crawled up in a corner and cried for the rest of his life, his whole life mission, everything he worked on. It's not what he did. On that very day, he took five new Talmidim. Rav Meir Bahanes, Rav Yehuda Anasi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rajbi. On that day, on Lag BaOmer, where'd that come from? How's he able to do that? How could your whole life's mission lose 24,000 children, 24,000 Talmidim, and just move, five new Talmidim? Only someone who's steeped in so much Emunah Bitachon that we don't even understand what it is. Only someone like that Reb Zohar who could stand in Meron after seeing the death of 45 Kedoshim and say, I believe this is Hashem and we will see the good Kol Ma'adav Rechman Al-Tav of it. So five new Talmidim, I keep on going, I persevere. With that Emunah Bitachon, it's the day of Emunah Bitachon. And that's on that day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai revealed to his Talmidim to write the Zohar. What is the Zohar? The Torah Sinister, the deepest Torah. It's seeing God in the deepest of places. It's being able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam even when he's hidden, even when he's nister. Because the Torah is seeing Hashem in everything. Torah's nister is seeing Hashem in the deepest of places. That's the day of Amunah. And that's the biggest simcha. If we could be mechazik our Amunah, there's no bigger simcha. Amunah. You know, that's the other... The Elokim, we say tonight, the new Torah of Bimamtik by splitting it in half, right? Turn it into 43. But we've said before over the years that there's another way to Bimamtik Elokim, to sweeten Elokim. If you take all the letters before it, right? If some of the, we spoke about this in depth last year, some of the Chavar may remember. So Elokim, Aleph, there's no letter before it. Aleph stays Aleph. And Mem, it's Mem Sofer, and the Mem, whatever way you learned in Yeshiva, before that is also Mem, right? So the Aleph and Mem stay the same. Those stay the same. The middle letters, Lehamet, Lamed, Hey Yud, become Chaf, Dalet, Tes. Kadet. Shema Kadet. That's known. Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes. But the Ikur are the three middle letters because those are the three little members that change what Elokim becomes, this, which is, turns it into Rachamim. What's the Gematria of Chaf, Dalet, Tes? Of course, 33. Because it's Lag BaOmer. It's a day of being Mamtik, the din of Elokim.
By the way, Kosh Baruch Hu brought me a tunnel last year. On Lag BaOmer, we tried to be mamtik din. Last year, unfortunately, we weren't mamtik din. And it stayed as Olukim. Chav Dalet test, if it stays as Olukim, is Lamed Heyud. What's come after Lamed Heyud? 45. The 45 Kedoshim they were taking from us. That was still Olukim. Our avoid is to take that and turn it into Chav Dalet test and Lag and be able to celebrate and see the Toiv Hashem. So with the Imam Tadim, that's why this is known, Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem is known as, and if you add in the Aleph and Mem, it's Gematria with the Kailul of 75, which is exactly Bitachon. This is known as the shame of Bitachon. That shame is the shame of Bitachon, of trust in Hashem. Because that's our Avodah. Our Avodah is always trust in Hashem. And when we trust in Hashem always, and we see Hashem always, that's how we can be Mamtik and we sweeten any din. And that's the avoid of Lag BaOmer. You know, Lag BaOmer is deeply connected, if you understand, to Purim as well. It's never a bad time to talk a little Purim Torah, right? So, or in Shulchan Aruch, we say the same day that is Purim is Lag BaOmer, right? So, Purim this year was what? What was Purim? Purim Shavuot. What was Purim? Purim was on Thursday, right? Remember? You don't remember. Nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. Come on, you can remember because before you knew, you were excited. You knew it was going to be on Thursday. Thursday night shir. We had Thursday night shir at Purim. Vada, we said over the Yira Kaddish. Who was here? I don't know, but we had. Vada, we had. I mean, there were people here. I'm just saying, I don't know who. Purim was on Thursday, so Lag BaOmer is going to be, this year it's going to be Thursday. It's always the same day of the year. And that's known as Peleg. Peleg Chai. Peleg Chai. Purim Lag BaOmer Chai, which is Chayir, right? It's Lag BaOmer. What's the connection of Lag BaOmer and Purim? Purim also is a day when there's so much din, so much Elokim. It was Nechtam already. It was already sealed that we're going to be destroyed. We turn it around and we're Mamtik the din. How are we Mamtik the din? So very famously, Esther Amalka and Perek Dalid, Esther Amalka says, Vatoma Esther Mamelech, Toiv Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom, right? Yavo Hamelech v'Haman. She calls Haman and the king to the party. What's Rashi tables? Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom. Yud Kevavke. She's trying to be misorer Shem Havaya Rachamim. What's the word right before that? Vatomer Esther Hamelech Tov. Im Hamelech Tov Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom. Tov Havaya, which is Gematria 43. She's Mamtik the Din. What is the connection in Shulchan Aruch called between Lag BaOmer and Purim? Peleg. Purim Lag. What did we say is the whole avoid of Elokim, to be mamtik Elokim from Tehillim? Peleg Elokim. Split in half. We have to be Peleg. We have to split in half. Rashbi says, Yochani lifters kol oilam. I could pat to the whole world. How can we path to the whole world? Path to the whole world means turn all these surin and be mamtik them, turn and sweeten them, and make them rachim. Because Rashbi learns from his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, kol ma'adav rachman ol tav of it. And he taught us as well in the same way that each and every one of us needs to see everything in this world only to see the good. However, we live in a world which MS is a scary world. You see the world, the amount of anti-Semitism in the world, the amount of sheker in the world, the amount of taiva in the world. It's a very scary world, the world we live in. But when you're lamala min hateva, means you're above this world. There's nothing to be scared of. I'm a rabbi nishalom dekiyed. I'm a tari dekiyed. I'm a tefil dekiyed. None of this stuff gets you down and none of this stuff gets you scared because I'm above it all. When you're drawn into the world, it's scary, and you're into teva, you're into Elokim, you're into this world of Elokim, this world of Hateva, this world, the secular world, the Gashmi world, could be a scary world. But we're lamalim in Hateva. Lag BaOmer, I'm above it all. I'm in it, but I'm above it. The symbolism, what's the symbolism of Lag BaOmer? Eish, right? Fire. What is fire? Fire, mamash, it's powerful. Fire could cook. Fire could heat, fire could destroy. Fire is very, very, very powerful. Yet at the same time, you could put your hand right through it. Right? You ever try, like, by a chesnesh, a candle, you could put your hand right through it, nothing. Physically, the mamash, the substance, is like nothing there. It's like, it's in this world, but it's not in this world. It's like Lag BaOmer, because that's what Amunah and Bitachon does for us.
Amunah Mitachon puts us in a place where I'm in the world, but I'm above it all. I'm bimamptik everything in the world. I sweeten everything in the world. And we could all have it. We don't have to have that our life is dependent on the teva of the world. So life is my life and my simcha is dependent if I get this job, or if I get this shidduch, or if this person is healed at this very moment. If I'm lamala, I'm mamtik all that din, it's always toiv Hashem. It doesn't mean I can't appreciate all the simcha of the world. Of course, you have a simcha, you have a chasna of tans, and they're incredible. But even without that, I'm also good. It's toiv Hashem. Everything's toiv Hashem. It's an incredible life. You know what happens then? I could be in this world and already be incarnated. That's why if you take gematria amuna plus bitachon together, it's exactly gematria Gan Eden. That's how I get to Gan Eden. Baruch Hashem, Baruch should all be zoyche. Each and every one of us who understand on some level the kedusha ayom abal leino toivan is coming. We have to celebrate on Wednesday night in Mitzvah Hashem, and on Thursday and feel the kedusha b'lag ba'omer and be dancing and be davening. But the ikar is to be involved in the b'chinas avoida of the day. The avoida we're saying is to strengthen our emunah, to strengthen our bitachon, to be able to say over kol madav rechman al tavavim, and then we could pater all the din and turn to rachamim, to a zoicha, to ultimate rachamim, with the gula shleima, with Mashiach Sokeinu, and Hera B'Yamin.